The previous Biyana Rebbe, Reb Mordechai Shloima, Zecherno Levracha, was known for his tremendous Avas Yisrael. Listen to the following amazing story. Reb Mordechai Shloima had a special coin that came from one of his Zaydas. I don't know which grandfather. He came from very big Yichas, the Rishina, and he always carried it around with him. Even when he traveled places, he took it with him. This special coin was so, so precious to him. One time, he traveled to Eretz Yisrael. He lived in New York. And he was staying in an inn. And this inn was owned by a Hasidic Yid. And one day, the Hasidic Yid is cleaning up things in the inn. And he sees very interesting coin that he found laying somewhere on the floor. And he's like, everyone knows that the Biyana Rebbe carries around a special coin. I never saw such a coin. I wonder if this is that coin that he lost. And this innkeeper was himself a Chassidish Yid. He took the coin. He ran to find the Rebbe. And he said, Rebbe, is this your coin? The Rebbe went mamish, started jumping. Thank you so much. I'm missing this coin for a few days. You know how precious it is to me. You can't imagine what kind of a Shavas Aveda you did. I don't go anywhere without it. Mamish, thank you so much. And he was like, Mamish, like the Simcha was radiating off of him. So the innkeeper asked the Biyana Rebbe, said, Rebbe, I have one shaila to ask you. He said, you said you're missing it for a few days already? You know I'm the owner of this inn. I know every nook and cranny in this inn, exactly where everything is, what's going on. Why didn't the Rebbe mention it to me that he's missing it? So I could help him look for it. Nobody knows this inn better than me. The Rebbe told him, I really wanted to, but there was a reason why I didn't. And that is, he says, there's a Yiddish girl that comes, I see every day, and she cleans the room by me and sets it up. And I saw she's a very Erlicha girl. And I was sure she didn't steal it. But I felt that if I tell you I'm missing it, and you don't know where it is, you might in your heart be chosh at her. I couldn't do that to her. Let's digest the power of this story and see how we could apply it to our own lives. The Biyana Rebbe, this was like his most prized possession. He would do totally nothing wrong. L'chayru would almost seem to be the right thing. You tell the innkeeper, I'm looking. I'm not being chaych at anyone. Maybe you can help me find it. Maybe, there'll come out a chshash on an erlicha lady. He wouldn't risk that it should come out such a thing. And therefore, he would rather not have the innkeeper look and rather lose his most precious item. Now, we have to learn from this story. Of course, we can't expect people to be on that madrega, that you're losing something so precious. We're not asking that from us to learn from that story. Because if we just say that's the only thing you can learn from this story, we'll learn nothing from it. But there's something that every person can learn from this story. And I want to give you a very practical, down-to-earth example. Somebody told me, who runs a playgroup, sometimes a father will bring a child to the playgroup. And people looking, sometimes the father may do something not proper. He may bring the kid, let's say, with a wet diaper every day. Or he may bring the kid very, you know, early when he's not supposed to. Or pick up 20 minutes late when he's not supposed to. The playgroup mower said, she's careful. She will never tell the mother. Because it might make a shalom bias problem. Does she have a right to? Definitely she has a right to. And if for the next 3 days she only sees the mother, she'll keep it to herself. She'll wait till she sees the father the next time, until the father, please try to pick up earlier. Please try to take care of this. But she's very careful not to make a shalom bias issue. Is she mechuyiv not to? Does she have a right to? She has a right. But we have to learn from this. look what might come out from your action. And we have to remember, like the Maseilas Yesharim, we've said this over countless times, in Perek Yotes says, Hashem judges us midah keneged midah. And therefore, kol ha-merachim ala b'riyos, merachim and alav min ha-shamayim. That when Hashem judges you, He will say, well, you went out of your way and you had rachmanis on someone, I'm going to have rachmanis on you. Are we all perfect? No, we're not perfect. We want Hashem to give us that extra midas harachamim. If we want Hashem to give us that extra midas harachamim, let's make sure to give that extra midas harachamim. And Hashem will say, that person was so careful not to make a shalom bayis problem over there, not to make a chshad fool on someone over there, to avoid an argument over there. Hashem will say, therefore, I'm going to make sure this person's shalom bayis is extra good, even if they don't deserve it. Let's all grab those opportunities, and it'll end up benefiting ourselves.